This surah is Surah Al-Ma'arij. I'm sure that you are familiar with the word Mi'raj. In Arabic you say Mi'raj, right? What is the literal meaning of Mi'raj is ascension. That is why it's called Night of Ascension, Laylatul Mi'raj. So Ma'arij is from the same root. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word, he's mentioned, Minallahi dhil ma'arij. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about himself, that Allah is the one who is the owner of all the ascensions. He's the owner of all the ascensions. So after this word, the whole surah was given this name, Al-Ma'arij, Surah Al-Ma'arij. The background of the surah is that it was revealed at a time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was still in Makkatul Mukarrama before the migration, and it was a strong opposition from the mushrikeen, from the non-believers. And one of the aqidah of Islam, that is very basic aqidah, and they were in very much strong opposition of this aqidah, that was akhirat. They were not at all ready to believe that there will be a day of resurrection, there will be a day of judgment, then there will be the punishment in the hellfire, there will be the azab and all that. So sometimes they used to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way of questioning and inquiring about that, but their intentions was not true intention. It was not, they were not serious about that. They were trying to make a fun of this teaching and this aqidah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering all those questions in this surah, and he is saying very seriously about that. So the word, the very first word, sa'ala, it is the past tense, it is a verb in Arabic. It is from Sual. Sa'il. Sa'il is person who is asking the question, the questioner. So now you can translate in this way, that a questioner asks the question. Okay. Sa'il, a questioner, an inquirer, inquired about what? Bi azabin. About the azab, about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqi', that has to take place. That is going to take place for sure. Waqi', something that in Urdu also we say this waqi'a, right? Or ye cheez waqi' hone wali hai. The thing that is going to take place for sure. Bi azabim waqi'. Lil kafirina. For all the non-believers. لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ. There is no one who can ward off this azab, who can stop, who can avert, escape. Or escape, or who can stop that. لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ. لَيْسَ means no one.
No.
Who, لَهُ, for this azab. دَافِعٌ, who can hold it. مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ. Because this azab will be afflicted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of all the ascensions. مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his power and his might. Do not think, you know, do not take it lightly, and do not think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are dealing with the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very high, is very much powerful.
So what is Ma'arij means?
The owner of the ascensions, the owner of all the heights. It is not easy to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining about that ascension. You know, that even the angels, the malaika, those who are very close to Allah, they were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they live in the heaven, right? And on the top of that, the chief, the leader of the angels, who is Jibril alayhi salam, and his title is Ruh, Al-Malaikatu wal-Ruh. So you will see in the Quran so many ayat that Jibril alayhi salam has been mentioned with this name separately. Like if you recite Surah Al-Qadr, Inna anzalnahu fi lailatul qadr. So what is the last ayah? Tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha, right? So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Jibril alayhi salam with this title. So even Jibril alayhi salam and the malaika, they take, it can take for them 50,000 years to ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Ta'ruju al-malaikatu. So ta'ruju is the verb present tense from the same root of ma'arij. Ascend the angels and Jibril alayhi salam ilayhi. Ilayhi means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi yawmin, in a day. Yawm means day, in a day. Kana miqdaruhu, the measurement of that day. Miqdar means measurement. Khamsina alfasana, 50,000 years. So it is showing that how high is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not easy to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but despite of that height, it is His qudra that He is very close, very near to all His creations and to all of His servants. As He said that we are very close to you as the human beings, more closer than your jugular vein. He said in the Quran, in some other surah, like Surah Al-Qaf. Fasbir sabran jameela. Now, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the mu'mineen, all the believers, bear this opposition of the kuffar with sabr. Fasbir sabran jameela. Sabran jameela, as we say, sabr jameel, good patience, gracious patience. Gracious patience. Leave this matter up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will take care of those people. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida. Indeed they, yani those non-believers, they see it, they see the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, ba'ida, very far. Ba'id means far. They think that this is very far, they see it very far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. But we see it very close. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite and there is no limit of time and space for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it could be thousands of years for the human beings, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just the matter of fraction of the second. So He is seeing it very close. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. So next ayat will explain more about the end of the world and the day of judgment and all that, inshallah. So we will continue.